Due to the increasing wave of coronavirus cases in Pocahontas County, the Board of Education held their December 1st meeting remotely via Zoom meeting, in which everyone, including the board members and the superintendent, were remotely located in their homes. Beam offered special recognition to the health workers who have been providing him with the latest information.
I want to give a shout out to our nurses and our LPNs and our county health department for keeping me totally in tune with what's going on around our county. Nurse Jenny and Cindy and Jessica, they never hesitate to reach out to me and tell me what's going on, what could be going on, and that is just so important to know what the landscape looks like. And I just appreciate that.
Beam also commended Sarah Raleigh, who has organized weekly meetings on Thursdays with local businesses, churches, and other stakeholders in the community to discuss the pandemic's effect on the community. In his superintendent's report, Beam said he asked Cindy Wilfong from the health department if it looked like the county would remain in the, quote, orange virus status on this Saturday evening's education map. And she told him that it was just too soon to tell. If the county is orange on the Saturday evening map, it will keep schools closed for at least the next week. School nurse Jenny Furl provided the board with the current school virus numbers.
As of now, we have 17 students in quarantine, and that's because they were a direct contact of a positive. And they're actually spread throughout the county. We have them at each school. However, the majority are at Hillsboro Elementary School. We have 9 students right now. We have 3 staff members who are positive for COVID. And we have 8 staff members who are having to quarantine because they were a direct contact of a positive.
The 3 school band directors, Bob Mann, Greg Morgan, and Rick McLaughlin, talked to the board about the unique challenges the pandemic has caused to the music and band students. Not being able to do public performances and even practice together while the schools are in virtual learning are major concerns. Having just received live cameras from the schools, when the students do return to in-school learning, they will be able to upload performances to social media, which will help some. Mr. Mann said he has modified face masks with holes, which will help students to play instruments while remaining masked. All 3 have modified their band rooms to keep students socially distanced when they return to school. After approving routine financial matters, the board members revisited the school reentry plan and authorized one change recommended by the superintendent. That was to allow teachers who have small children and child care problems to have their children with them in the classroom during remote learning days and delay days. Beam said the teachers have asked for this, and he felt it was appropriate and it would help the teachers out who have already made so many sacrifices. There was no personnel agenda at this meeting to approve, since the only item on the proposed one was pulled. The board changed the December 15th meeting from an afternoon LSIC meeting at Hillsboro Elementary School to a 6 p.m. regular meeting at the board office due to the virus situation. It may be a normal meeting or a remote meeting like this meeting was, depending on virus conditions at the time. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.